Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Enduring these threats creates a near constant strain of anxiety and stress on our work. The status quo is unsustainable and unacceptable.
Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson testified before a congressional committee Wednesday at the first ever hearing on the safety of the nation's election workers. Benson said she and her staff are facing an unprecedented wave of unrelenting harassment and threats. Officials from the Department of Justice said the FBI's process for receiving reports of violent threats against workers wasn't built to handle the high volume. Democratic West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin and Republican Maine Senator Susan Collins testified about the need to reform the law governing the counting of electoral votes in presidential elections. Reforms proposed by the two senators include clearly defining the vice president's lack of authority to dispute election results.
The idea that any vice president could have the power to unilaterally accept, reject, change, or halt the counting of electoral votes is antithetical to our constitutional structure and basic democratic principles.
Manchin called for urgency in passing the Bipartisan Electoral Count Reform Act.
As we saw on January the 6th, 2021, a lot of the fixes established by the original Electoral Count Act are not merely outdated, but actually serve as the very mechanisms that bad actors have zeroed in on as a way to potentially invalidate presidential election results.
President Biden signed an executive order Wednesday directing his health secretary to consider actions to assist patients traveling out of state for abortions.
And I commit to the American people that we're doing everything in our power to safeguard access to health care, including the right to choose that women had under Roe v. Wade, which was ripped away by this extreme court.
Taiwan is now bracing for China to begin live military drills today, an escalation prompted by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's meeting this week with Taiwanese lawmakers, where she expressed U.S. support for the country's sovereignty. China maintains the island is a part of China. Director of Asia Engagement at the think tank Defense Priorities, Lyle Goldstein, on the impact of Pelosi's visit.
A lot of people in Washington make the mistake of turning this into a messianic, you know, struggle between good and evil. That's a wrongheaded approach that will quickly lead us into World War III with another nuclear power.
I'm Nadia Ramlagan for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.